Hello, and welcome to this episode of The Sideline. I'm your host, Addison Ouellette.
And I'm your co-host, Morgan Mance.
And in today's episode, we're doing something completely different. We're looking at a graphic novel, and we are going to discuss our thoughts on it, if you should read it, and just stuff like that. But like always, you can follow me at Twitter at @A_Ouellette31.
Or at MorganMance1.
And always check in with our Twitter account that is @_sideline. So let's waste no time. Let's kick it off. This episode, we decided to do Batman the Killing Joke by Alan Moore. And
weird. It's good. I liked it.
It is weird. Kind of quick. Just a quick brief discussion about what it's about. It's with not spoiling it, because I feel like we should do a short little segment of not spoiling and then to a spoiling moment. So a short spoiling, not spoiling. The Joker breaks out of Arkham.
Yep. It
happens. And he is seeking revenge on Barbara and Commissioner Gordon. Who's Barbara's Commissioner Gordon's daughter. And he creates this plan that is quite messed up.
That is way out to left field.
Way left out field. It's a short, it's what, 66 pages. I bought it. It was a decent price at $17.
That's not bad.
It's a hardcover, the edition we have, but it's one of those, it's a one, you read it once, not once, but it's a one-time story.
Yeah, there's not another book to follow it.
But they have released, like, a different style. It's, instead of the Killing Joke, it's a Killing Joke, which is, it's in a different universe, that kind of weird stuff. But
it's cool too, because you kind of see like the backstory of the Joker too, of like what he was before he was crazy, essentially.
Yeah, I think this was, I might have to pull just a check back. I'm pretty sure this was it was made in 1988.
Yeah, but overall, like,
the art style. I enjoyed the art style.
It was really nicely drawn. But, like, It was, like,
1988. Yep.
It was, like, at the start, like, it was just kind of like, okay, Batman's just strolling in.
Yep.
Going to the jail, you know. And then all of a sudden,
Yep. So, you're thinking, we're kind of getting to spoiling, and we're going to go into that, talk about the book fully now, but here's the warning. If you want to read it yourself, I'd pause the podcast now, because we are about to go into the spoiler zone. Okay? If you paused it, you paused it. If you didn't, if you don't care, if it's wrecked, let's just kick it off. It was dark. It was messed up.
It was definitely really messed up.
The Joker's plan was, okay, I'm going to go knock on Commissioner Gordon's door, shoot Barbara, kidnap Commissioner Gordon, strip her down, take photos of her, and then make Commissioner Gordon, who the Joker bought a carnival.
Yeah, he bought like a
amusement park.
Yeah.
And made him go. I got the.
Stripped him down.
Yeah, stripped him down.
And then made him go through this amusement park looking at pictures of his daughter.
See, the vibe I got for like that was, I feel like he went on it multiple times. That's the vibe I was getting.
Yeah, he definitely just didn't go through it. Or like he either went through it multiple times.
Or it was like a day thing.
Or it was just like, yeah, you stopped on this little section and all these pictures. And then you went again. And then he talked to you a bit. And then all these pictures. And, like, he was forced to look, like, oh, that's just beyond creepy.
But when I bought this book, I was warned, like, hey, this is one of Joker's darker stories. And I replied, well, that's the best thing about the Joker. Because it honestly is. It's messed up, but I don't know. I just thought it was overall a great story.
Like, for me, the Joker is one of my favorite villains.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's just... He's got a way of words, and he's just so... Like, he just knows, like, the mind game. Like, he's not the toughest guy ever, but, like, he can fool with your brain pretty easily.
So, just breaking down the book, where do you want to start? Do you want to start in the middle?
I just wanted to kind of know, because, like, when I first started reading it, and then he, like, rubbed off the paint on him, like, how did he get out?
True, yeah. He breaks out, Batman walks into Arkham Asylum, and he's greeted by just what seems like the Joker flipping through cards. And the only reason Batman catches on is when he's flipping through it, Batman gets irritated, grabs his hand, pulls it away. Joker, the fake Joker, is grabbing his hand. And then Batman looks down and he's like, wait a second, that's Chalker, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then attacks him, tells him, asks him where he is. But like even like the conversation Batman was having when he first walked in was like, hey, we gotta talk this out because one of us, we're gonna kill each other.
Maybe we shouldn't fight every time because one of us is eventually gonna die and I don't want that. So let's just solve this.
Yeah, but like that start and then the Joker gets, like we said, buys a carnival amusement park. And I like this. We were talking, they were talking, and then some, what was it? He's talking about money and how, hey, are you sure this isn't an issue?
Yeah, like the guy that's selling it to him is like, hey, are you sure the price isn't too steep? And then he's like, money's not an issue
anymore. Not these days.
Yeah.
And then, which I like, is we take a flashback and it's the Joker who was struggling with the job.
The Joker as a normal person. Just as a normal guy, he's got a wife, a baby on the way, struggling to get money.
And yeah, he's just... And then we see the flashback of him kind of just having a bad day. And then we get flashback. Not flashback, but the flashback ends and we get back into present time. And then probably the creepiest thing happens right away. What are they talking about? Just
Joker's just being Joker, and then he's just like, yeah, let's shake on it for an agreement. And then he's got this like pin thing in his hand, shakes his hand, and it like turns the seller like crazy,
like the classic, like the Joker laughing gas that makes him smile like that with a little blood running out of his mouth. And then yeah, you get into Batman searching for the Joker, what's going on, where he escaped. And that's roughly by then, that's when Barbara gets shot. And it was...
At that point, it was pretty weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got pretty weirdish, darkish. Just... Like, personally for me, like a side of Joker I never thought of.
Well, this is what kind of... I don't know if we need to maybe go back and read some novels with like Batgirl in it. Because there's this panel that's like, she just got shot. She's laying there and she's like, why are you doing this? And the Joker replies to prove a point. Here's to crime. And he's got the camera out. Which I was like, What's going on here? But we get another flashback talking about just a job, right? That's another thing we can address. The Joker, in the past, he needed money.
Well, he was like a comedian. Yeah,
who was struggling, needed money, so two crime guys offered him a job to get him some cash if...
Well, his part of the job was supposed to be guiding him through a factory.
Yeah.
Except there was a little bit of a catch. He had to wear...
The Red Hood witch?
Yeah.
Red Hood is actually... We may read this her next one, but Jason... I believe it's Jason Todd. There's so many Robins, I always get mixed up. Jason Todd was one of Batman's Robins that he adopted, but the Joker killed.
Yep.
He dies, but comes back to be Red Hood, who's... Think of Batman, but Batman that will kill. And then Batman and Red Hood have a little at it, and then Red Hood and Nightwing fight a bit, I believe. If I know my DC comics correctly.
Okay.
But I enjoyed these flashbacks, and then boom, into present time, Batman's at the hospital, and Barbara wakes up. News is she's paralyzed. The wound that she got ends up paralyzing her. And she freaks out and says, "Bruce, it's different. He took my dad. It's crazy." Which, at the time, when you're reading this, you're like, okay, if it's intense, what's going on?
Well, then she's, for me, it was just like, when she's like, "Bruce, it's different." I'm like, okay, so, like, what happened before? Like, yeah. What happened before this that was, like, crazy, but, like, it's 10 times as crazy this time?
Like, I feel like this is definitely one hit. Like, this is its own story, but I feel like there's also some knowledge that should have known, which some people may know, but I just felt like reading this one. But yeah, saying it's different, and then it begins. Literally, I flipped the next page, and the first little, like, setup is up, and it's Commissioner Gordon laying down, getting his clothes ripped off of him. And then the next one's these
little creepy bald-headed
babies.
Yeah.
I couldn't decide if those were masks or not. I was hoping they were masks. But more looking at it, I don't know. But
and like, that whole page is so creepy. But then it's just like he's walking to the place where Joker is, and then this guy... The salesman is still sitting on this thing, just smiling. That, like, okay, cool. How you doing, buddy?
Not only that, he was stripped naked, like, got this leash on, and the other weird baby thing shocking him, dragging him up to the Joker, and what the Joker has around him, he's sitting on this, like, stool, not
like a stupid, big bench,
and then babies are around him, and then it's like stairs up to him, and it's like
okay, Joker, you definitely, here's the fall off point for insanity, and you like jumped the whole thing. He just like, this is a whole new level of Joker. It's weird. It's definitely weird.
Well, even I'm just looking at this. The Joker's like, "You're going mad," and Commissioner Gordon's like, "You? Oh no, I remember." And then the Joker goes on a huge spiel about remembering, which I like this because I felt like we were learning the Joker. I really like this one. And then he's getting dragged into this carnival ride, which you're kind of waiting, like, what the hell's about to happen. Then we get flashback, and we kind of see that the day of the robbery or what was going on.
The day of the whole heist with the gangsters. Joker receives some pretty terrible news.
His wife died. But, like, how they described how his wife died, I wonder, like, if we kept on reading, like, the comics, if we found out that it wasn't an accident. Like, just how they described her death.
Just how, yeah, it was set up. But then he's all, like, sad, and he's like, okay, yeah, done. Don't need this anymore. Then the gangsters are like, you're still doing this job. You better be ready. And he's like, no, I'm not. And they're like, you're still doing this.
And then after that, we get into the whole what the ride actually is. And it starts with the Joker starting sending off your riding away. And it's like, okay, what's going to happen? And then it comes and it's...
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah.
It would take a toll on the guy. I don't know how to explain it. It's definitely just brutal.
It's disturbing.
Yeah.
It's surprising that the Joker went that far.
Yeah, I didn't see it coming. It's weird. It's something like you just... Then you were kind of thinking to yourself, like me personally, after that, I was just like, yo, Commissioner's going to go crazy.
Yeah, I did too. And
then he's going to kill the Joker.
So what the Commissioner saw, like we said, was naked photos of Barbara, who's his daughter. But then, like, you see him scream out Barbara, and then the Joker is like, don't get even, get mad. And then, like, right here, it's the doors opening up, and that's the Joker sign, Batman looking for the Joker, and then the doors opening up again to the ride. And that's where I was wondering if this was a day thing, like he did it every day, or was this an hour?
From these pictures, it almost looks like he's going out, then he's going back in.
Yeah.
Like, or maybe it's just like that was the first pictures. These were the first ones.
Yeah.
Then this is the second door because it's different than this one.
Yeah.
And they get more graphic, and then this one gets even more graphic, and it just a cycle, a vicious, vicious cycle.
And then, keeps on happening. And then the Batman gets the invite to the carnival from the Joker, and he heads off there. And he comes out, and the Joker's like, holy cow, he's actually could be insane. And then puts him in the cage. We get a flashback. The Joker's got onto the warehouse. He's got the red hood on, showing everything. Then what to do, then security guards.
And it just went for a south turn there.
Yeah, the gangsters got killed, and then Joker's trying to bail.
Now that I look at it, like, if you go back here, like, it was kind of like when they're standing here.
Yeah.
Like, that's just all, like, chemical going into
there. That's...
So that's what
it's foreshadowing.
Foreshadow for when
he
goes for a little swim.
Yeah, which... I like the, I definitely like the dark looks that the flashbacks show here. And then the red hood being the only thing that colored.
This is actually my favorite picture. Like that's cool. Like, it's freaky, but it's cool.
Okay, just for you audio listeners, everyone's an audio listener. what happens is... He's trying to make a bolt. Batman shows up. I actually dig the Batman's costume here with the long horns. Says, hey, I've got him. And he tries to chase him down. And he's like, because he's wearing a red hood. At the time, like, red hood's a gangster, I guess.
Yep.
So he's like, so red hood, we meet again. And he's like, no, this isn't happening. Oh, dear God. Because the guy's been having a bad
day. He doesn't want to end up in jail, or people know who he was, because that was like the whole reason him wearing the red hood was so people wouldn't find out who he was.
And he's like, don't come closer, don't come any closer, I'll jump. And then he jumps, falls into what I believe must be the acid.
Yeah. Like, he jumps into, like, they're at some factory, so, like, who knows. And it takes them out, like, outside the factory in, like, a sewer hole almost. And that's, like, the foreshadow picture of the last one, was it was this sewer coming out. And the way I thought of it was, like, some kind of plant that has acid in it, but, like, they're polluting the water and they're just slowly putting it in. So he thought he was jumping into water.
Yeah.
But...
And plus, he also said how he couldn't really see well in it.
Yeah. Or maybe he thought when he's like, I'll jump, he couldn't see. And he was just like, I'm just going to hit the floor and die.
So, which he ends up coming out. He's like, he's getting burns, saying all this stuff. He's got to get the stupid hood off, takes it off. He says, see? So he can see, and then breaks down, kind of starts laughing, and then your favorite picture is...
It's just like him with his hands on his head, giving the classic smile, laugh, Joker, bulgy eyes, insane. Oh, it's such a good picture.
Which then leads up to getting back to present time, and the Joker talks about, oh, look at Commissioner Gordon. He's basically gone insane. And, like, the world's just an evil place. Batman shows up.
Ripping in a classic bat car.
And then it's the words Batman said at the beginning. They are in, like, a little box, like, hello, I came to talk. One of us is going to die. Let's not have this happening. And when that's going on, they're having a great fight scene here. Joker runs off. Commissioner Gordon gets out. And it's actually, surprisingly, I thought he was going
to... I thought he was done.
I thought he was going to have the classic, like, smile. Like, the, I've gone crazy. But he's still in some decent mental health. So let's go get him. Batman's chasing off
him. But he has to get him by the book.
Yeah.
Because he wants to show Joker that he can still do it their way. Not just by Batman strolling in there and killing him, essentially.
And then the Joker, when he's running through all this, he's got, like, the classic carnival stuff. He's going on about, like, hey, I've proven my point. And his point was, there's no difference between me and everyone else. It's just one bad day away. Which comes back to, like, well, he's right.
He's essentially, this is where I agreed with Joker. Just one bad day turned someone in, like, his bad day, his wife died. He went through that whole traumatic thing. Then he went to that job. And, like, he just broke down, became the Joker. And realistically, Batman did the same thing. His parents died. He wanted revenge. He suits up into a costume.
I love this line. All it takes is one bad day to reduce the sanity man alive to lunacy. And then it says, just, that's how far the world is from whether I am just one bad day. And then he goes on saying, like, hey, you had a bad day, right? And he's like, I know, I can tell you had a bad day and everything changed. Why else would you dress up like a flying rat? And then he says, you had a bad day and it drove you as crazy as everybody else. Only you won't admit it.
Which, after I read that, I was just like, okay, Joker is right. He's, like, basically suppressing his bad memories as dressing up and fighting crime, because he's, without it, really, he would just be Joker Jr.
Yeah. And then he's, I just like how, like, when he's getting chased down, he's just saying, like, hey, it takes just one bad day, and the, like, I just enjoyed that. I don't know how to explain it. It just was. And then Batman breaks in and says that he's heard the joke because he's telling a joke. Throws the Joker out. Classic fight scene. I didn't think the Joker was going to kill him. And then it comes to the end. Joker's laying on the ground. Rolls over. Pulls out a gun. He's got that crazy face. Goes to shoot. And it's just the flag. And it's click, click, click. And he's like, God damn it. It's empty. And then he just kind of breaks down. And says, calms down and says, and then Batman's like, hey, I don't want
to
kill you.
He's essentially having the same conversation as he wanted to at the start of the book, being like, hey, we can't keep doing this. We're both going to die. We need to solve this. I can help you. We can both go out into the world. And Joker's just like, no.
Well, he's like, no, I'm sorry, but no, it's too late for that.
And it's far just, too late. It's just, it's like, yeah, it's not like a Joker going laughing and saying, no, Batsy, Batsy. It's just kind of like a that stint moment where Joker's just like normal and he's like, no, I'm sorry. I just can't go back to, God, it's too far from it. I just can't. I'm sorry.
And then he just goes off. The comic ends of him telling a joke about two guys in a asylum and how one night they decide to break out and they're escaping and they're jumping on the rooftops and the only light is the moonlight. They're almost to freedom. The first guy makes the jump and says, it was no problem. The other guy kind of is like, I could fall. And he's like, so, hey, I've got the flashlight. I'll shine it for you and then you can make it over. And we'll be free. But then the second guy's like, hey, no. He says, what do you think I am? I'm crazy. You'd turn it off when I was halfway across. And then the Joker starts laughing. Huh? And he's laughing. He's like, don't excuse me. And starts laughing. And then Batman starts laughing.
Yeah, Batman has a chuckle with him.
Which ends the comic with them laughing. And then like, this is the kind of scene I was like...
Well, I was like, what the heck just happened? Did Batman take him or did he just... Because like the first picture is you can see they're laughing and both their feet are standing
on then, grass.
Then the next picture, nobody's feet are there.
I think it's just the zoom in on the rain.
But like, did he let Joker walk?
No, probably took him in. And then, yeah, that's how it ends. It's actually a short read.
Oh, yeah.
Quite enjoyable.
It was good.
It's actually quite cheap, too. Only Canadian, it's $16, $17. You get hardcover. If you like Joker stories, it's one and done. But
and it's definitely, like, if you want to, like, get really into, like, you're into it more than I am. But, like, reading this wanted me to get into, like, okay, I kind of want to see what happened before. Like, why is he doing all this? Like, and I want to see the whole Batgirl story. And like, now I'm kind of intrigued.
So, we've actually went quite long. I thought this podcast would be difficult to ramble on, but overall, out of 5 cameras, what would you rate this graphic novel?
Out of 5?
Yeah.
I'm giving her a good 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5.
It was a good. Yeah, if you like the Joker, it's a really good read.
What? Why wasn't it a perfect 5 for you? Just too short, or?
Well, it was just like, I kind of wanted to see more of Joker's like past, because that was just kind of like this short stint, and I kind of wanted to see more of him, like, how he went completely crazy. Because, like, it kind of lost me from where, like, I get his wife died and he had a bad day and he was having a rough life of couldn't get any money. Then he goes to do this job and he jumps off into this stuff. The acid burns him. But then he's just, like, completely psycho.
Yeah.
And I just didn't... I was just like, okay.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
I'd give it a 4. Who would you recommend this comic to?
Well, definitely not like a 12-year-old, but like...
Batman fans.
Yeah, it's...
People that enjoy the Joker, that kind of stuff.
I'm a big Joker fan, and I really liked it. So, yeah, if you're a Joker fan, if you're thinking, I don't really know if I really want to get into graphic novels, read this one, and it will intrigue you to be like, okay, I want to learn the backstory now.
Yeah, that's probably one thing that I, for graphic novels, sometimes don't like, is getting those big ones, and you're like, there's a lot here, am I going to get... I'd rather get smaller ones and be like, okay, I'm intrigued by this, or, okay, I've heard this one's a good one, I'm going to read it.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely liked how it was, like, a shorter story. It wasn't one of those...
It was a nice intro.
That you would just, like, sit there for hours and hours, read it.
Like your Walking Dead ones?
Yeah, those ones are big.
Well, yeah, overall, I would recommend this one. If you're beginning, if you're a DC person, Batman, I'd definitely this one.
Yep.
But overall, thank you for listening. I don't know. What, this may be once a month. This could be expand to more if people enjoy it.
If you really enjoy it, make sure you tweet us. Tell us. Maybe tweet us some ideas of what you want us to review. Like, this could be turned into a whole new
segment,
besides our sports one.
And, well, like always, tweet us at @A_Olette31.
Or at @MorganMance1.
And have a great one. See you next episode.